The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to address Ireland's third level students by video link this afternoon. The live stream from Ukraine will see President Zelensky deliver a short address to students and faculty at the Helix in DCU, which will be broadcast to third level institutions around the country at lunchtime today. Our reporter Aisling Maloney is at DCU this morning ahead of the event.
Yes, Mary, that's right. I'm standing here inside the Helix in DCU, shielding from the cold weather and looking at a beautiful sunrise. This lunchtime, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address third level students here, and that will be live streamed to other third level institutions across the country. President Zelensky has already made similar addresses to students in the US, UK and Canada. And of course, the President addressed the Oireachtas in April, as he has done in other parliaments and fora like the EU and UN around the world since the war began. And I'm joined by staff and students here in the Helix this morning to tell me a little bit more about this event. Donika O'Bacon, Professor of Politics here at DCU, who's emceeing the event. Donika, tell me, why is President Zelensky addressing students in Ireland, and why are these addresses part of the war effort?
Well, the war has been fought in very different ways by the respective leaders. Vladimir Putin, who authorized the illegal invasion of Ukraine, is looking for territory, whereas President Zelensky recognizes that it's not about territory. Ultimately, it's about winning the hearts and minds. And he's already successfully united his own people behind his leadership. But he also realizes that there's a world to be won, and he's trying to mobilize world opinion behind Ukraine to repel the Russian invasion. It's remarkable that he's found time during this time of war to speak with us today. I mean, 10 million people in Ukraine are without electricity and power. It's a very trying time. So it's remarkably generous of him to spend time with students today. It's particularly appropriate, of course, that he's speaking to us at a university and speaking to the university students of Ireland. Education has been a weapon of war. It's been a battlefield. More than 2,000 educational institutions have been damaged or destroyed as a result of this invasion. And of course, we have to think of students and faculty in Ukraine right now and how different their lives are, lives that were very normal before the 24th of February. You know, students here in DCU are worried about their exams and making it through their assessments, whereas in Ukraine, they're worried about missile strikes, they're worried about making it through the winter, just surviving, you know, and then, of course, winter approaching and without electricity or heat. So it's a very different world. And I think that we'll be very interested to hear directly from the president about how he's managing all the problems that come with a war and life in wartime.
And they'll hear from Zelensky after 1 o'clock today. But since February, Ireland has welcomed 57,000 displaced Ukrainian people. Of those, there are over 300 Ukrainians now enrolled in higher education this academic year, and a further 15,000 in further education courses. And I'm now joined by one of those students, Helena Kuvalchuk, who is studying in Coláiste Dulig College of Further Education here in Dublin. Helena, welcome. What's life been like for you in Ireland since you arrived in March?
The life was not easy, but the local community helps us to settle down, and they gave the advice to study English, improve English, because it's a key to our success. And we start our courses in Coláiste Dulig. Professor John White gave the lesson for us. He's an amazing teacher, and he shared with his experience and his knowledge very well.
Fantastic. Tell me, what would it be like for you to watch your president, Volodymyr Zelensky, address students here now that you're here in Ireland?
I think he's a leader of Ukrainians people, and he is doing his job very well, and he tried to he's trying to win the war, not only in the field but in the people's mind as well, because it's very important to join all the world community around Ukraine.
And briefly, I'm joined here by Gordon Ogutu, who's a PhD student here. He's going to be asking a question to President Volodymyr Zelensky in a Q&A session after. What question will you be asking, Gordon?
Well, my question will be on how the government of Ukraine, that is led by President Zelensky, is engaging diplomatically with the African continent, particularly because, you know, the region is currently feeling the impact of the war going on in Ukraine. There are at least 30 million people who are faced with starvation because of the drought that is ongoing in the continent. So I really would like to understand how the government of Ukraine is engaging with the continent on the level of African Union, but also on government-to-government level, so that it can win the support and solidarity of the African people with the people of Ukraine.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining me. That's all we have here from the Helix in DCU. President Vladimir Zelensky will be addressing third level students at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Back to you in studio.
All right, Aisling. Thank you very much. Aisling Maloney reporting at 6 minutes to 9.